Welcome to the Business Building Blocks podcast, where we talk about struggles and celebrations that leaders and entrepreneurs experience on their journey to success. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm passionate about helping you achieve massive amounts of success at work and at home. We'll talk about all things people and organizational wellness, share relatable stories, and feature insightful guests, because quality people and processes are at the heart of every success story. Ready to learn, grow, and have fun? Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to the Business Building Blocks podcast. I'm your host, Christina Schmidt. So today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about something that may be like a little questionable. You might be saying, Christina, what do you mean by this? So as you know, if you've looked at my bio at all, or maybe kind of listened to my podcast, you're just like, she talks a little bit about God here when she's trying to talk about leadership. What I want to get into is why I talk about the Catholic faith and how that really supports leadership. And so the reason I'm talking about this is that I have a new course coming up that is specifically geared for Catholic leaders. And why is it geared for Catholic leaders, you might ask? Well, there is a level of your business and a level of your leadership that I just don't think you can get to secularly. So if there's oodles of information out there, and I have wonderful programs that people go through, and they get fantastic results just working on their leadership skills and working on themselves and doing some of the things that I talk about in this course. But when we partner ourselves with God and with the things He wants us to do, we can just do better and we can do more. And I just want to bring that whole connectedness to the Catholic world so that they can really grab a hold of everything that God has given them to make their lives and their businesses that much more successful. So just before I get into it, I'm going to talk a bit about this program, just so you can kind of understand where I started from. And then I'll kind of give you an overview of some of the reasons that the Catholicism is included into it. And I'm going to have a couple other more podcasts that kind of dive into each one a bit more specifically so that we can really explore what that looks like, how we can take that home, and really what that means to you. So first of all, I have a framework that I utilize, whether it's secular clients or Catholic clients, and it's called the Cornerstone Framework. And you may have seen some of my posts as to how that came about, but basically, I came up with this after going to Mass one day when the psalm was, the stone that the builders threw away has become the cornerstone. And so this cornerstone just went kaboom, and it like made my brain explode into exactly the model I was looking at. So I knew the leader was important, and I knew that they were the base, or they were going to control everything. Like, so if your leader is constantly yelling, everybody else will see that as an example, and they will yell too, because that's the example, that's the standard and the expectation that you've given to them as the leader. And so people will follow you. So whether you're doing a great job of leading or not, everybody and the entire organization is going to follow suit. And that goes with the people, that goes with the strategy, and that really, it goes with the results. And so the leader needs to check in with themselves. They need to understand who they are, and they need to be taking care of themselves in order to lead well. And so that's the first block of my cornerstone framework. The next one is the strategy block. And I've done a podcast about this, but the importance of understanding your personal strategy with then using that to derive your business strategy. And so again, cornering that into the leader. So understanding yourself as a leader, but understanding also where you want to go as the leader, again, people will follow you even if you're leading them in circles. So you need to know where you're going, and so that you can take them with you to the right place. Next is the team. So we talk about the, you know, who you need on your team, how your working geniuses come into that, and just how that all comes together, and then how to lead your team well. And so getting kind of that base block that gets you started. Then we talk about metrics and we talk about, okay, how do we set metrics? What metrics do we need? How do we know we're winning or losing? And that's really the whole purpose of metrics. So we get into that. And then finally, we get into processes. So what are processes? Why do we need them? And how do we map them out so that everyone can follow them and we can see when there's a problem? And then working on improving them. And so that's the basis of the framework that I use with people. And then you continuously improve that. And so I did a podcast on this as well, if you'd like to listen a little bit more in detail about the course and about the framework. But just to kind of guide you through this one, I thought I'd review it, and I can post a link to see a picture of it as well. So the whole purpose behind that is that the leader is the cornerstone. And so I should have posted the link if you're watching this on YouTube, but I will somehow link it to, or I think I'll link it to the blog post that I'll probably do about this. But basically, if the cornerstone, if you envision the bottom block, if the bottom block is set a little off, your whole building is going to be a little off. And so the same with the leader. If your leader is a little off or kind of doing things a little wonky, the whole organization is going to be a bit off. The thing is we're all a little wonky. I talk a little bit about like being the wonky leader. So we're all a little wonky. And so we need to design our organizations with our wonkiness in line. But it doesn't mean we don't work on ourselves. Okay. So the big part of the leader being the cornerstone is that they need to be aware of who they are, but they also need to be working on themselves. And so healing their wounds, understanding why they have like an emotional outburst when somebody tries to help them, or maybe they don't do it the right way. And so working on those things, it helps us build emotional intelligence. It helps us lead others better. But really what it does is it helps us to grow. And to grow into where we need to be. So what does this all have to do with God? All right, so back to the psalm. If it's not us who's the cornerstone, it's God who's the cornerstone. So yes, the leader is the cornerstone, but that cornerstone needs to be rooted in faith. And when we're rooted in faith, we can make sure we're on a really steady ground. And so we can build ourselves, and we can grow ourselves and our team and build our building of a business. We can build that up to being having a strong foundation and to being very successful, because if we keep ourselves as leaders rooted in God and rooted in faith, then we know we're aligned right. And if we keep our mission in line and our vocation in line, then we know we're aligned right. And that's why I want to create this course. And I did create this course for Catholic leaders in all honesty, anybody can join it, but I'm going to talk about Catholicism and I'm going to talk about God a bit in it. So fantastic if you're not Catholic and you want to join in and you want to be part of this, because rooting ourselves in this faith is how we can grow to being our best, because that's what God wants for us. And so that's the motivation behind it. But I have like three big things that really kind of hit it home and help explain it. And so this is where I'm going to do some subsequent podcasts to kind of dig into it a bit more. But I'm going to give you a quick overview of the three, and then we can kind of dig deeper as we get into each of them. So the first part is about integration of work and business. And so I talk again about this in that strategy podcast, but when we're fully integrated and we're fully connected within ourselves, and we're not trying to live this like, hey, I'm a business owner, hey, I'm a leader over here, and oh yeah, and I go to Catholic church too, or I go to mass on Sundays or whatever, and I lead this prayer life, but they're very different people. When we live like that, we're not giving our best selves to our work team or our home team. And so it's really about this integration of it, because again, when we integrate, we are doing better. We are whole people and we're leading better. We're not leading as much from wounds or from gaps that we're having, and we're fully putting our whole selves out there. The second part is true healing. And so what do you mean healing, Christina? What are you talking about? So as a leader, it's important that we know where our wounds are. And so in the course, and really all the courses I teach, we talk about how our thoughts drive our feelings, which drive our behaviors, which then determine our results. And so it's this circle. And that if you continue to have the same thoughts, you have a hard time changing your results. And so a lot of those thoughts, some are helpful, but some aren't. And so those are our wounds. And so when we dig into and we understand our wounds, we know where we're wounded, we know how we're leading out of them or reacting from them, then we can control those thoughts and we can start to change those thoughts and hopefully heal those wounds. And so there's a lot that can be done with healing and work. And so there is a portion of this that we'll talk about our wounds, and we'll talk about like how we can discover them and then talk about some healing in them. And so, and I truly, truly believe that we can't heal unless we bring God in as well. And so if you're interested a little bit more in that, the Restore the Glory podcast has been just absolutely amazing to me to connect with that, to say, to just understand how bringing God into our healing is going to actually help us get that last level of, because there's a great amount of stuff that we can do through coaching and through psychologists and counselors and social workers and all the people with the mental health, huge help. And I do that myself. So I work with a therapist who helps me work through some of these situations, but I wouldn't be able to get to the places that I've gotten to or that I hope to get to without bringing God in as well. And so when we talk about true healing and really being able to be our best selves, we need faith in there. And so that's the second kind of pillar behind it. And the third one, and this one's kind of big, so this might be, I don't know, this will be a big one, but I can go as deep into it as I want. And so maybe this is my future book. But basically, we need to lead like Jesus. So if you read about Jesus and what he was doing, and even really how God uses us, he's doing all the great things that we talk about in leadership. So just from how he uses us to execute his will, that is exactly how leaders empower their team, right? Like as a leader, you could probably do it all yourself. You might, you know, never sleep. But if you do it yourself, then you might as well not have a team. Or if you're not using your team and their strengths, then you're not going to get the impact and people aren't going to buy in. And so when you need the help, you're not going to get the level of help that you need. And so that's it. Employee engagement and empowerment, all those kind of buzzwords that we talk about. Jesus does it all the time. He did it when he was on earth. God does it now. That's why he uses us and uses our strengths and really brings us together. Jesus was building relationships with his apostles, and he wants us to build relationships with him. And so, and he even uses delegation. And so he's using all the same things that I teach in the programs and the leadership programs that I do. He's doing all those same things that great leaders do. And so if we just look to Jesus and we say, okay, do like him, we're probably going to lead pretty darn well. Okay, so just to kind of explain it a bit more and kind of tie it all together, I'll keep this podcast nice and short. Basically, I have a program coming up. It starts at the end of May 2024. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it's for Catholic leaders or anybody who, you know, is open to talking about Catholicism and Christianity within their leadership. And basically what it's doing is I want to help new leaders create a manual for themselves, basically. So they'll understand themselves, they'll understand where they're going, and they'll understand how they're going to lead their team within their organization. And so we'll go through 5 weeks together where we work at each block of the program and how learning more about ourselves, using our working geniuses, and leaning into our faith practices and good habits are going to help us build like almost an instruction manual for how to work with ourselves and work with our team. And so we'll work a lot on working genius. We'll talk a lot about healthy habits and a lot about how we can set our direction, set our team up, and bring it all together to kind of give us a workbook, basically, or an instruction manual for us in our business. And so if that sounds interesting to you, I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can get some more information. And if you want to book a call with me and kind of chat about it a bit more, see if you're a good fit. So that would be great. So just to kind of qualify again, who is this for? This is for specifically Catholic new leaders, or maybe you're not new, but maybe you've never quite used your team quite right. And so sometimes I even say accidental leaders. So you're a business owner. You've been so awesome at being a business owner that your team has grown. And now it's like, oh my gosh, how am I using all these people? I'm paying them, but they're not doing the things that I was hoping that they would do. And so if you want to be able to get more from them, this is for you. If you just want your life back, like maybe your business or your leadership is running you ragged, you're giving everything to your business or everything to your team, and you just feel like your family is saying, when are you coming home? When are you going to be there? This course is for you. If you're aspiring to be a leader and you just want to make sure you're getting it all checked out, this course is for you. So if any of that sounds interesting, then reach out. I'll leave the link again for more info, but it starts end of May. So that last week of May, it's a 5-week program. So we'll have live trainings, group coaching time, and you'll end up with your instruction manual for how you can lead your team well and your organization well, and you're going to lead with Jesus. So I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Business Building Blocks podcast, where we talk about all things people and organizational wellness, because quality people and processes are at the heart of every successful business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to hit the subscribe button so you know when new episodes are released. You can also follow me on Instagram at christinaschmidt.ca, where I share real-life tips to help in your leadership and life journey. To get one-on-one and team support with your leadership development, book a discovery call on my website at christinaschmidt.ca. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.